Have you committed to God's way of managing money? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I could have benefited from solid biblical financial advice when I was younger. I thought I knew a lot about money, but I didn't have a clue as to what God said about it. I learned the hard way that money's simply a tool, nothing more. Don't fall in love with it because it won't love you back. In fact, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" We're called to love God, the giver of money, more than the gift itself. When we recognize His goodness to us, we want to do what He says. One thing He makes perfectly clear is that we're to contribute to the needs of the believers and to share with the poor. 1 Timothy 6, 18-19 says, "Christians are to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of life that is truly life." Proverbs 19:17, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will reward them for what they've done." Proverbs 14:31, "Whoever is kind to the needy honors God." And Proverbs 22:9, "The generous will themselves be blessed." You can begin your journey of generosity by setting aside a portion every time you receive income. Develop the habit, and you'll never miss the money. Instead, you'll reap blessings here and in the life to come. Don't forget that December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown at crown.org.